Jeremiah chapter 11. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, Jehovah, saying, Hear the words of this covenant, and speak to the men of Judah, and to those who live in Jerusalem. And say to them, This is what the Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel says, Cursed is the man who does not obey the words of this covenant, which I commanded your forefathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, from the iron furnace, saying, Obey my voice, and do them, according to all which I command you, so you will be my people, and I will be your God. That I may perform the oath which I have sworn to your forefathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. Then I answered, and said, So be it, O Lord, Jehovah. Then the Lord, Jehovah, said to me, Proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, Hear the words of this covenant, and do them. Because I earnestly protested to your forefathers in the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, even to this day, rising early and protesting, saying, Obey my voice. Yet they did not obey, nor inclined their ear, but everyone walked in the imagination of their evil heart. Therefore I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do. But they did not do them. And the Lord, Jehovah, said to me, A conspiracy is found among the men of Judah, and among those who live in Jerusalem. They have returned to the sins of their forefathers, who refused to hear my words, and they went after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant which I made with their forefathers. Therefore this is what the Lord, Jehovah, says. Indeed, I will bring evil upon them, which they will not be able to escape, and though they will cry to me, I will not listen to them. Then the cities of Judah and those who live in Jerusalem will go, and cry to the gods to whom they offer incense. But they will not save them at all in the time of their trouble. Because according to the number of your cities were your gods, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem you have set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense to Baal. Therefore do not pray for this people, neither lift up a cry or prayer for them, because I will not hear them in the time that they cry to me for their trouble. What has my beloved to do in my house? Temple. Since she has committed lewdness with many, and the holy meat has passed from you. When you do evil, then you rejoice. The Lord, Jehovah, called your name, a green olive tree, fair, and of good fruit. With the noise of a great tumult he has kindled fire upon it, and its branches are broken. Because the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, who planted you, has pronounced evil against you, because of the evil of the house of Israel and of the house of Judah, which they have done against themselves to provoke me to anger in offering incense to Baal. And the Lord, Jehovah, has given me knowledge of it, and I know it, then you showed me their deeds. But I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter, and I did not know that they had devised devices against me, saying, Let us destroy the tree with its fruit, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name may no more be remembered. But, O Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, who judges righteously, who tries the thoughts and the heart, let me see your vengeance on them. Because to you I have revealed my cause. Therefore this is what the Lord, Jehovah, says concerning the men of Anathoth, who seek your life, saying, Do not prophesy in the name of the Lord, Jehovah, that you not die by our hand. Therefore this is what the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. Indeed, I will punish them. The young men will die by the sword. Their sons and their daughters will die by famine. And there will be no remnant of them. Because I will bring evil upon the men of Anathoth, even the year of their visitation.